Originals is back with the season 5 premiere, and do I need to say anything other than Claraline?
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
It has been way too long. Since June, we have not been here. But we are back here for the AfterBuzz TV after show for the Originals final season. I just got sad as I said that. I'm Roxy Stryer alongside Sam Davidson.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in. I'm so excited to be back.
And Tiana Hobson.
Hello everyone. I'm so excited to be here. As always, your chat mistress is here. I'm in the YouTube live chat right now. So make sure you guys get in there and tell me your thoughts and your deepest, darkest secrets.
For anybody who does not understand what a chat mistress is, yeah, she's on our YouTube right now. If you guys want to join us live, we are live every single Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific time, and she loves you guys way more than she loves us anyway, so she'll be chatting with you in there.
Very true.
We have an amazing season ahead because it is the final season. We have been together as a trio for quite some time now, so we've got tricks up our sleeves. We're going to have so many guests in here. I'm looking at you, Tiana. That's on you, babe. We're going to pull out some special segments, too. You guys, if you have any ideas, make sure you let us know. We'll be looking at the iTunes to see what you guys are commenting on that. I know that you guys can think of some clever things. We always talk about whether you want to be a witch or a werewolf or anything like that. So those could be some fun things to talk about in segments. And news and gossip every single week coming to you. Possibly except for this week, because you know we're just back and we have a lot to talk about with this first episode. So before we get into the Claraline situation, the Hope growing up and being so cute, it's crazy deal. Haley with possibly a boyfriend, Vincent in all of his glory messing things up, and our favorite couple, Marcel and Rebecca. I want to hear your general thoughts on the show tonight. Sam, starting with you.
I thought it was one of the best episodes of the Originals ever. It just seemed...
Yes, Sam! I love that!
It was amazing. It seemed like a movie, and I almost thought, maybe not really, but someone that isn't familiar with the world could have watched this episode and still been very entertained, because we were starting over in a way.
Maybe we should test that theory and put our girl in the booth, Marissa, to the test and see if she'll just start with this season so she can comment along with us. you would love it, Marissa. Maybe you'll be our fresh eyes on this one.
I am up for the challenge.
Yes! I knew you would be. T, what did you think of the episode?
I agree with Sam. I was also thinking as I was watching this that you could come in as someone who's never watched this show before and be completely enthralled in what's happening on your screen.
Where were you guys, where was your attention most in this episode? Like, what storyline? Because for me, I felt so divided and so even about everything, which is crazy for me to say, considering what big of a Claraline fan I am. But anytime I would see somebody, I'd be like, I want them on screen longer. I want this storyline longer. Like, everybody had my attention in this episode. Did you guys have one that really got you?
I had people I wanted to see more of, which was, I love that we were seeing Cole. We've heard about Davina, and I really wanted to see more of that.
Yeah, I wanted to see more Cole and Davina, but I will say that any time Klaus was around, because everyone knows Klaus is my boo, ride or die for Klaus over here. So I was more enthralled with him and kind of less interested in when we were with the werewolves, which was shocking to me because, you know, I love my fanged friends of the bayou.
Don't even lie. You've been a witch this whole time.
I've been a witch the whole time. And everyone knows that too. But I was shocked that, like, I was just like, oh, I'm like, okay, this is whatever, but get back to Klaus.
Interesting.
Because I mean, he's been away. I want to know what's happening over there.
Well, I love that transition because I want to get into Klaus too. Oh, that sounded way more raunchy than
Whoa,
I needed
Roxy,
it to.
This is a family show. I need you to calm down.
Well, it is. This is a real family show. You're right. Not just for a family audience, but we are talking about a family here. A family who, just in case you guys missed it, has to be divided. T and I were talking the other day, and we were like, what the heck happened at the end of the other season? Why do they all have to be gone? Something about hope and blood? Sure. Let's just go with that.
The Hollow.
So, yeah, the Hollow. So, Klaus is in France. We find him eating hearts.
Yeah.
You know, doing his thing. killing all the people. And this had a really exciting twist by the end, learning why Klaus was doing all this, which I was really excited they weren't just going down that brooding, dark Klaus path again, as we've gone down from Vampire Diaries till now 87 times. Do you think that's an accurate number? So we got to see him doing that, but then we got to see the softer side of him with Elijah being in the same room as him, which is against the rules. Is anybody clear on what actually happens when you're in the same room as your sibling?
Apparently blood starts coming out of, you know, different kinds of faucets or fountains.
What's actually happening there?
I don't know.
It is the hollow trying to put itself back together, basically. So it
by bleeding through your fountain?
Well, I mean, not that part necessarily, but but the hollow is, you know, all this darkness and stuff. So it affects the entire environment. It's not just their body. So bringing them together makes it more powerful that you're now going to see effects outside of, you know, just inside their bodies. But also, you know, Klaus, when he was around Elijah, there's also those sounds that he was kind of hearing of, you could hear the hollow, like, talking to each other through their bodies almost, trying to get back together.
Do you think that because Elijah has his memories wiped, when he's in the same room with somebody, it's not as strong, there's not as much blood, or it's not as dangerous because it's only one half of the relationship mentally being there?
No, I think it's the same. And, you know, I think the reason they took away his memory wasn't so it would be less powerful, obviously. I think it's the same, and they're just maybe worried about him. And that's why they're also wanting to see him the most, I guess.
He really was happy looking.
He's so happy. And I think that's also hard for them, too, because all of them, even though they haven't seen each other in 7 years, they still talk to each other. You can tell that the family, I mean, except for the last 5 years with Klaus, but everyone else is in constant communication. Those aunts and uncles have such a great relationship with Hope. Everyone is talking, and no one can talk to Elijah because he doesn't remember who they are. So I think that's why they're a little bit more concerned and always trying to, like, oh, like, let's go check on him.
I want some clarification on what Elijah thinks his life is. Like, you have your memories wiped, so you know nothing. So who do you think you are? What do you think your past is?
And there was a second that I thought he had an American accent, and I was like, whoa, new Klaus or new Elijah is not British anymore.
Did he look particularly handsome to either of you guys? Because there was something about the smile he was doing that we haven't seen in so long that I was like, oh right, being happy is hot.
He never smiled before.
Like, I always think watching the show, I'm like, ooh, they're so brooding and sexy, but then he was smiling and I was like, oh, fun, nice guys. Like, it is possible to look damn good when he was sitting there. And also, doesn't hurt that he plays an instrument.
Yeah.
And I think let's be honest, ladies. Hot. Yeah.
His always hair hot. Might be a little bit different, I think.
He's not wearing suits anymore. Yeah. He's not all tied up and super tight and stiff anymore. He's relaxed. He's having fun. He's a relaxed and calm Elijah that we've never gotten to see, because he always had to take care and clean up Klaus's mess or his family's mess. He always felt he had to be the perfect gentleman. And now he's relaxed and carefree, and that is hot as hell.
Yeah.
So of course, he's talking a little different. His hair is a little floppier. I liked it. It's not all gelled and like
love a good
stuck.
Floppy head.
A floppy head.
A floppy mop. That is what I'm
Give
all about.
Give me the floppy.
So it's not the only thing Klaus has going on, though. He's not just stalking his brother at every single turn and every moment. Although that would be an interesting couple of episodes that we could see. But he also is reunited, and it feels so good with our favorite Caroline. I was not expecting her to be in as much of the episode as she was. She was a huge chunk of this episode. That's like a couple days of filming. It wasn't like an hour in and out. It seemed like she really was in it.
Well, are you saying this is it for her? This episode?
No. I'm just saying I kind of thought that she would be like popping by and not be as key of a part of the premiere as she was. Yeah. And I was so happy they utilized her as much as they did.
Yeah. Still unclear why, though.
Well, I agree with you, Roxy, because I tried to stay away from all articles. I know everyone's tweeting me stuff about, oh, watch this clip. Here's what they said about the upcoming season. But I didn't want to know any spoilers about the season. So I knew she was going to be here. I know she's going to be around this season.
Yes.
But I wasn't sure of how much we were going to see. And I didn't expect to see her in episode 1. I was thinking maybe episode 2 or like a little bit later, but I'm glad that they brought her in right away.
Are they trying to set up the fact that she is the only one who can get to Klaus in that way? Or are they just fan servicing here and sticking her in where she makes the most sense?
A little bit of both. I think logically, she's not the only person that can get through to him. But it's fun to believe that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I totally believe that.
I know you did.
I think 1,000% she's the only person who could have got him to listen in this moment. And it is kind of interesting watching everybody, not couple off, but pair off while they can't be with their siblings. They're so used to relying on each other and being in the same room that it's like, when Klaus is acting a wreck, who do we send? There's not that many options. Right. There's just not. So I think it did make a lot of sense. And she seemed grown, like more matured as a character, which was interesting. And it has been a lot of years, as we see with physically on Hope. But it's been a lot of years. And I thought it was a different Caroline. And I liked this version of her.
She's the mom. She's like taking charge. She's very adult. And you can tell that the maturity has come. And it's funny that you say that, Roxy, because for half a second, I forgot I was watching a show about vampires because, you know, the show.
I always forget that when I watch this.
And I'm like,
I don't know.
I'm like, 7 years has gone by. None of them have aged a day. This is bonkers. And then I was like, oh, wait, they're all werewolves and vampires. So, of course, they all still look young and beautiful.
But they're also real life people and they still look the same. And it's been, but they look the same since the first, I mean, like 4 years ago, they looked the same.
Yeah.
Well, I think they do.
Maybe they have really good skin products. Maybe they're staying out of that sunlight. Maybe.
Well, you know, they live in New Orleans, so they don't have as harsh of a sun as California.
Okay.
I'm making that up. I have no idea if that scientifically.
I'm pretty sure that checks out. That checks out. By the end of Klaus's run, he has apparently been a bad father, which I was not expecting this much later. He seemed to pride himself so much in the kind of father he is, and that broke my little heart. Were you guys surprised like I was or no?
I was very surprised, and I'm interested to know what happened 5 years ago, because he's like, when he was talking to Elijah, he said, you know, I have a daughter that I haven't seen in 7 years, haven't spoken to in five. So for 2 years, they were communicating, and then something happened, and he said, it's really complicated. He didn't say what exactly he did or what the situation was, but there's more to this story about why he really left her.
Stay on the same note about forgetting people are vampires for a second, though, because if you just make these normal people, any dad or any mom or any parent who has ever been a bad parent, do they not have a slew of it's complicated excuses? Like, that is the, it's complicated. Yeah. It's always complicated if you're not a good parent.
Yeah.
I've heard that 1,000 times. I watch Maury, you know, all the time. It's complicated. Well, you kind of either are there or you're not. You pick up or you don't. So no matter how complicated it is, it's going to be hard for me to believe that it was the right choice of Klaus to not be in Hope's life. And when Caroline looks at him and says, I think you're worth knowing, which, side note,
Claroline
drink. If you guys are new to the show, every time we say Claroline, you have to drink whatever you're drinking. Hopefully it's some sort of wine. But like, wow.
If you're legally allowed to have.
And if not, alcohol. Hopefully it's a Diet Coke. Maybe just like a root beer. I miss root beer. I just thought about that.
Whoa. Technical question.
Yes, give it to me.
So none of the siblings can be around Hope because of the hollow thing.
None of the four that have the hollow in them. So Freya's the only one who's allowed to be around her because she doesn't have the hollow.
Okay.
That's where you were going.
Yes, that's exactly where I was going.
They had to put it in the four, and then they had to separate them all of the vampire, not witches category.
Yes. Okay.
And that's where we are on that. So Klaus does finally talk to Hope, and he wasn't meaning to. He was meaning to talk to Haley, but Haley has gone missing. And so Klaus is going back to help. Yeah.
I just want to say from our chat here, because it's about
Klaus. What do we got, chat mistress?
Marvin Richardson just said he, as in Klaus, wasn't a bad father. He probably couldn't do it and not see her. It made him want to see her more, just the talking and stuff. So that could be a reason why he pulled away.
Why can't he see her?
Because
he has part of the hollow.
Right, but we've seen FaceTime in this episode. Yes. I mean, he can't be in the same room.
Like, yeah, I think it... maybe they're saying that maybe talking to her and all that was making it really hard for him because he wanted to be there. And so that could be a reason.
Seeing her just grow up, you know, without her being there, without him being there. Also, I think we talked about this last season. Since there's only, now there's three hybrids. How is Hope going to age? When is she going to stop? And how long does she live? She lives forever.
Great questions. Let's get into Hope. Girl is in high school and is causing a ruckus. She looks to me about, well, we could probably figure out exactly, but she's probably about 15, would you guys say? Maybe sophomore-ish?
Yeah, let's see. How, maybe she was six last season?
Older.
Maybe seven?
Six. Yeah, so she's probably around 16. I'm going to say 16.
Okay, around there. And she has what I want to call a new friend in her class, but really doesn't seem like a good friend. Henry, when anytime I hear a name on this show, I think for a thousand, I'm like, Henry, wasn't that the name of the brother that died? Was that Henrik? Is this an homage to him? Is this his late great? Who is this Henry? Why is that his name? Like, I tailspin.
Your vampire brain, you know?
Yes. But I think he's just another dude in class, right? He's just somebody we've never met.
He's a crescent wolf. And thank you, chat. They're telling us that Hope is 14.
Oh. 14. I am so sorry to say this. Please, nobody show up at my doorstep and arrest me. She is one hot 14-year-old. This girl could wear her hair. She is like that cute girl in class. And I was like so excited that she was seemed to have it all together and all figured out. And then, oh boy, did she not.
Ooh, that scene was pretty. That was a great way to open it, the whole show.
So, so strong. When you guys see Henry take these vials and jump out a window, were you clear what was going on?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Bummer. I was not. I was like, homeboy just killed himself. What just happened?
She gave him two vials of blood and said, take one before and one after, Roxy.
I know, but I was like, this isn't going to work. And she's doing some, like, magic and something's going to happen. I wasn't thinking, okay, this is her blood. She's turning him into the... I wasn't there yet. I wasn't in original mindset yet. It happened so quickly.
So I will say that even though I was aware of what was happening from the get-go, when Dorian came and was like, you have to go see, you know, you're being called into the principal's office and all that stuff, there was a moment of doubt where I was like, oh, crap.
Did he die?
Did it not work? Did she kill this kid? I had a moment of doubt, but I still knew what the plan was all along.
Why do you have to take one after?
Because when you wake up, you're thirsty for blood, and you have to feed within the first 24 hours or else you die.
Right, within 24 hours or you die. So why is that one little vial going to work if he's going to go rip some girl's head off the local store?
That was days later.
Well, it's almost...
days later. Well, that blood that he had was, like, out of his system by then. He was hungry. Yeah, because she was in Mystic Falls and had to get to New Orleans. And then they had to have, like, that whole conversation about how she's in trouble. Go visit his mom.
Hey, T, I don't know if you know this, but they can move real fast.
I mean, that's true. Okay.
Question.
Sam, I'm loving the questions. Sorry. I think one of our segments at the end should be Sam D has questions.
I have questions because, you know, it's been a long ride, you guys. I thought Haley was a hybrid, too, but she said, now that boy is only one of three hybrids in the world. And I thought Haley
is a hybrid.
Right.
That's the three of them. Haley, Hope,
no. And Haley, Henry, Klaus.
And Haley, Henry, Klaus.
I thought Hope was a hybrid.
Isn't
she more than a hybrid, though?
She's more than a...
Okay.
What so is that called? She's a tribrid.
Yeah, she's a vampire, werewolf...
Witch combo.
Witch combo. Thank you, Samantha Single,
so she's a tribrid.
Putting that all.
Okay. Yeah. Is she the only tribrid there is? I like that word. Let's think of another one.
Well, I mean,
you don't have to think of it right now.
Okay. It's like, I mean, it makes the most sense.
I don't mean to three put you for on try. Completely. Is Hope? Were you Team Hope here when she did this? Do you think that she was? Were you like, okay, she is really helping Henry, and I get why she did this, or were you like, Hope, you moron, I want to shove you out of that window with Henry, but not really, and I hope there's a mattress at the bottom of it.
Well, she's been trying to make money for something.
Yes.
And who else is she? What else has she been selling?
Her soul.
Here's my question. I mean,
Tiana's got questions too, Sam.
I've got
questions.
Thank you. Okay, because I get that the girl needed money, which we found out later was for like the passport thing. Passports are like $85. Okay, Or like maybe 135 if you're expediting it.
Called Glamour.
Between $85 and $150.
But you really should never have to expedite it, guys. You should take care of that stuff on time.
But my question is, if she needed money, I'm sure there's a way she could have called her mom and gotten money by lying about what it was for. There is an easier way to get money than, like, killing
Tiana,
a kid.
Tiana, it sounds like you're a little experienced in this area of not telling the truth to your parents to get some more money.
I was a great high school student. I was always, never missed my curfew. I was a good girl. But there's easier ways to get money than killing a kid, essentially.
Mm, are there? To me, it sounds like Hope needs some relationship help. She needs some family help. She needs some finance help. And you know who's great for that stuff? Our very own Maria Menounos. Do you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life? Who doesn't? For those of you who do, have we got the podcast for you. Conversation with Maria Menounos podcast edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career, relationship, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted and Hope very much so needs right now. Go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Free is my favorite number, by the way, in case you guys were wondering. Be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let Maria know it was us who sent you the originals panel at AfterBuzz. Please be sure to tell her that. Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition. Check it out. T, I know you were there this week and I was too. Some huge guests she's been having on.
Huge guests. So much fun. So conversational. And just, it was a great time. You're just hanging out with like your big sis.
I really feel like if more people listen to the show, less people would end up like Hope making bad decisions in their life. So once again, Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition. You're going to want to check it out. Oh boy, guys, getting back into this Henry situation. Boy, does he make a bloody mess on the steps next to our girl Hope and Haley. Where do we go from here when somebody shows up? Like, to them, it's just is what it is. What do you do in life when somebody shows up with a dead person on your steps and is like, I did this, what do I do? Because that person is dead, right? They're not just
she's
drained.
Gone. No,
like,
she's
gone.
She was attacked by a hybrid. There's no cure unless you have Marcel's blood.
Isn't it a little too late for that? I think she's just a goner.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought it was interesting how it wasn't just it was random to us, kind of. They introduced this person to us.
We as realized, the bartender.
Yeah, you know, she has relationships.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Sorry to interrupt you. I was so bummed about this because I had just written her name. I was like, Poppy the bartender, she's going to be around. She's like friendly with everyone. She's giving them free drinks.
So,
I like her.
Just for a little insider baseball for you guys at home, we take notes while we watch the show because there are so many storylines and characters. And we want to, in some way, shape, or form, keep up with you guys who are such amazing experts at the show. And so we're like, okay, we're taking these notes. It has happened to me 4,000 times, T, where I've written somebody's name down and then they die 30 seconds later and I have to cross it off and I'm like, how do you know? How do you know in life when somebody means something and when they don't? And I really wrote down Poppy too. And I was like, homegirl is staying for a while. She's the bartender. Now we've got a Cheers-style situation. Dead. 30 seconds
later. Did you also write down Greta's name?
No.
I wrote down Greta Sienna because she's the nosy vampire, according to Vincent.
No.
And I wrote that in my notes, too.
Greta didn't get a name right down for me. I got screwed one too many times, okay? I was kind of sad to see her go. In the 30 seconds we saw her, she made an impression.
Yeah. I was really excited to have her around. She kind of, you know, was a bright and bubbly person and
not
a
good way to go.
She's like, oh, I'm too hippie cool for this stuff, like violence, ew, I'm gonna leave.
How do you guys feel like Haley is handling this whole situation? Like, she knows what's going on with Hope, she goes to pick her up, but she's also trying to be the head of the wolves and also trying to be a mom and also trying to have a social sex life of some sort
with a
human named Declan who's got quite the accent and likes to drink and that's all we know about him. Do you think Haley is doing a good job right now at life?
She's got a lot on her plate. I feel bad, you know, putting her down. But it's one of those things when you have two parents, there's the one that's kind of the good cop, bad cop. And Hope just, she needs the she needs the bad, like the good cop, the one that's like, it's going to be okay, kid. You know, we're going to do this. But
so kind of like Cole, who yes. was on the phone or FaceTime with her and kind of said like, oh, make more mistakes, you're fine.
Yeah. Yeah. And she, it's like Hope has been almost trapped up and it's, she's bound to explode. I mean, I think the school is a good place for her, but also there's just probably a lot of restrictions that I think Haley has put on her. And that's not a good thing to do to Klaus's child because she's going to blow.
Yeah. I think you're right. But I wonder what her blowing looks like. Wow, again, with my phrasing.
Roxy, I do not mean that.
I'm saying when she's going to blow, what kind of rage does that look like? Give me a break, okay?
Look, we're talking about Hope, right? Because I'm not going to lie. I was reading the chat.
Yes.
Yeah, you love that chat, girl.
I love the chat. I'm not going to lie. We saw a tidbit of the evilness that can come out of her when she was seven. When the hollow was inside of her. So if it's anything close to that, and she's a little older now and maybe even more angry, I don't want to see her blow up anymore. I need her to be happy, cute, Hope. And the chat is talking about the curly blonde head boy who was Hope, you got in trouble?
Dang.
Who apparently is going to be a love interest for Hope.
He was a little cutie, too.
Yeah, Roman.
Am I not allowed to say that 14-year-olds are cuties?
In real life, I'm pretty sure they're older than 14.
Yes. Right.
So
I'm good.
Yeah.
Got it. Keep on, by the way, chatting in the chat so that we can give some of you guys shout-outs at the end. I know that's what Tiana is here for.
And also, what is he?
She's here.
We don't know what he is.
Don't know, but if he's at the school, he's something.
Yeah.
Something.
Because they don't let... What are we called? Muggles? Muggles or...
That's Harry Potter. Muggles.
Muggles are the people that aren't...
aren't magical.
Nothing.
Yeah, okay. And Shadowhunters, they call them mundanes.
Okay. Well, we should make up a word.
Yeah.
You guys let us know in the iTunes comments and in, also on Twitter.
So is this word for you? Because I'm a witch, so I don't know.
No, for the people who are nothing, we need a word. We need a... What are we? Civilians?
Dinner.
We're called dinner. That's the most amazing thing that I've ever heard. And that is why you are a stand-up comedian. Sam Davidson, everybody in the house.
Thank you.
Do we want Haley to be with Declan?
Look, Josh wants Haley to be with Declan. And after he started talking, I want me to be with Declan because an accent is just yes. But
he's too normal.
He's way too normal for her kind of lifestyle. She's the leader of a werewolf
pack,
that's the word I was looking for. A werewolf pack.
Such
she's
a witch.
She's in part of this pack of like secretly running New Orleans with the head of a vampire, the head of witches and stuff. She's got too much going on, and we know from experience bringing humans or dinner around in this environment never ends well for the human.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so true. And a side note, I love that Haley, because I'm just thinking about people who do stand up for dinner or people who have less strength. I love that Haley is unwilling to hand over Henry and is trying to mend the fences by not being fully honest because she's protective now. And I feel like her being a mother has really changed how she is the leader of the pack. T, that one was at you, of wolves. Yeah, I love that. Let's talk about Vincent for a little bit. Gosh, I never know whether I'm on his side or not. Are we team Vincent?
He's on our side. He's always trying to do the right thing. And I think that his right thing has more to do with removing feelings of who the person on the other side is. Because he's always
excuses. That's what I'm hearing.
He's the only one who's able to separate his friendships and relationships from what the actual root of the problem is. He doesn't rely on emotions. Klaus, the whole Michelson family, is very emotional with decisions. Marcel is emotional with things. You can see as soon as someone turns his back on them, like he
rips their head off.
Sam, low-key, do you believe that Vincent knows another way around this so that the four siblings do not have to be in four different corners of the earth and they could be together and he's just not saying it out loud because he doesn't want to?
Well, possibly, because there are probably going to be a lot less deaths without them all together, just in general. So maybe, but it also might sacrifice more people and that's not the right thing to do. There has to be a way.
He's like a computer who's like, controlled or programmed to not think and just what is the lesser of these two choices. Like if you're driving down the road and there's a group of seven kids in front of you and your car is out of control, do you hit the kids or do you swerve and hit a pole and kill yourself and the three people in your car?
Are you asking what I do or what I should do?
I'm just throwing it out there as the example.
Do I know Vincent the kids?
Vincent is going to go with, we're going to sacrifice the three to save the seven.
Well, he's going
to
say he's going to do that at least. Wow. I don't know.
Roxy is not a believer in Vincent.
I am. He's such a great character because I'm sometimes honest. Everybody else on the show, I feel like I 100% am on their side or I'm 0% on the side. Vincent, I go back and forth. Like, I just, what he does to Freya in this episode, I think is exhibit, I don't even want to call it exhibit A because it's exhibit, like, Q of his personality, where at first he's like, Freya, you have to stay. You cannot leave. You've got to be here. But then when he does hear her out, he's one of the few characters who changes his mind and was like, okay, go be with Keelan if that's what you're going to do. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like that's going to work out so well.
The chat has some opinions on this Vincent
situation. Yes, give it to me, chat.
Drake Ard Vincent says, it's weird Vincent and Freya are friends now, and last I checked, he wanted the entire Michelson family dead. Uh-huh, so it seems like they're more your way. But then we have Xavier Jones Jr. who says, I like Vincent. He's the only one thinking without emotions and BS.
That's also true. For now, we'll see. we will see. What did you guys think about the Freya Keelan scene? The
magical FaceTime?
Yes, when all of a sudden they say that they're in like Dubai or somewhere.
They're in Lebanon.
In Lebanon, which is not even remotely Dubai. Fine, they're in Lebanon. Right, because she's at war. Oh, goodness. And they're lying there and Keelan's like talking with her. And I'm like, how the hell did Freya just get there that quickly? Yeah. And then we realize that Freya is not even close to there. She's just projecting herself there. How did you guys feel about that scene?
I thought it was really cool, but it's at the bottom of my list as far as what I was excited to see this episode. I was like, okay, cute, but give me more of the rest of the stuff.
Like Davina.
Yes.
Because where are you at, girl?
Famous in love.
T, did you like that moment?
I like that moment. I like that we got to see that they're still, we got to an update on their relationship, you know, and where they are and the tension that is there.
Because they could have very well not been together.
Yeah, they could have.
They were new.
Yeah, it's been 7 years. We don't know where everyone is. So I like that we checked in on all the relationships and got to see how things are working out. And then also, without jumping too far ahead, we see that the root of most of the problems in these relationships is still this family. Mm. Like the only happy couple, you know, we start off with three happy couples. And by the end of it, we have one and a half.
Are you counting as one and a half? Cole and Davina?
Cole and Davina, and then maybe Freya and Keelan, because they didn't officially... been told that she's not going to see Keelan, even though we know she's not. Keelan doesn't know yet, so I say half.
Let's jump to Cole and Davina for a second, because there's not that much to talk about here. We briefly mentioned the FaceTime session. That's really all we saw. Do we think that this is an actor issue, where they just are not contracted the same, and we're not seeing them enough? Or do we think that storyline wise they don't need to be in the episode? Why were they not as prevalent?
I mean, we know the actress that Danielle Campbell.
Yeah.
Yes. And she's on Famous in Love this season. So I don't know. Maybe that was shooting around the same time. We have to get them at some point, but maybe there's just too many people. This first
scheduling,
episode.
I think.
Yeah.
I'm looking at IMDb right now. Cole is around. Don't worry about it.
I was not worried. Colvina for life. Oh, okay. We'll add that. Maybe Claroline. You drink when we say Claroline, and you chug when we say Colvina. Even if it's milk, everyone, you got it. It's the rules.
It's the rules.
And if it's the rules, you got to play. So that is part of our entire series now. That will be part of the game. Josh is involved in only a sense. I'm so ready for Josh to have his own storyline and not be like the lackey of somebody.
But shout out to Steven Kruger, because as we said last season, like, he got up to a series regular for this season. So
that's what I'm so stoked about. Yeah. Because in tonight's episode, if you didn't know that, it would be like, okay, Marcel's going to use him and just try to get information and whatnot. But he's got to. I think we're going to have to see him with a love interest. We're going to have to see him making big moves. And see, he's got to rise to the occasion of being a big player in this game. Mm-hmm. And that will be exciting. Right now, Josh and Marcel kind of have a secret not a secret relationship, but a secret text bromance? A secret text bromance?
I think that Klaus is just having separation issues and not willing to freely give up control of New Orleans to Josh. So he's...
Marcel, sorry,
yeah.
You just were thinking about Klaus.
Yeah, I was thinking about Klaus. So I think that's kind of what's going on there. So it's Josh is the face of the vampires in New Orleans, but he's not actually leading anything. Marcel is still... He's the puppeteer.
Okay.
Controlling the strings.
I agree. I agree. Sam, do you see it in any other way?
No, I think that's pretty much what it is. And I think it's been a relatively relaxed past 7 years, and they've been able to keep the peace in New Orleans. And Josh has probably
for long,
been doing
suckers.
A good job. Yeah, no, not for long, guys.
It's our season finale. Like, we are going to have to do some big, big things. And I feel like we've got to come together sooner than later, and coming together means blood in the water. Literally. Like, the water is spilling blood at this point. Speaking of Marcel, this is the most gut-wrenching part of the episode for me. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
I'm still heartbroken and upset. And
me too.
I'm disappointed. Not in the show. In Rebecca. I'm disappointed this was the decision that she made. So I don't even know how to justify this. Choosing to not be married to the man that you've loved for hundreds of years because of what?
Yeah, because what, her family couldn't be at the wedding? I mean
FaceTime in.
It has to be more than that, but it just didn't make any sense.
I was very confused on why she said no. I mean, my notes are all capital with a lot of exclamation points. Did she say no?
I know.
Because first of all, that proposal though was perfection.
Perfection.
It was. And he even
I knew from the first second. I knew from the first second he was talking. I was like, holy crap. Holy crap. This is a proposal. Like, this is a proposal.
He brought their whole relationship full circle, made it so sweet, so romantic, had the envelope there for, like, say yes.
We've been waiting 5 years for this moment.
I don't know. Even if you changed your mind later, I don't know how you turned down that proposal.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
that proposal alone was enough to make me yes.
And in the tub, she's like, oh, I didn't say no. I didn't say yes.
Ugh, Rebecca.
And I'm like, not saying yes is saying no. Yeah. You don't say yes, you're saying no. And then finally she does legitimately say no. And my heart breaks when we realize that she's telling that to Elijah. She's pulling a Klaus.
Why are they? They know they're not supposed to be doing this. I don't. I just.
And she just bitched at Klaus about it.
She literally was in a bloodbath.
Yes.
Stay away.
Yes.
Yes.
Pun intended. I love it.
This is making me laugh because Brittany Arseniga in the chat said, I was rooting for Rebecca and Marcel, but also think she'll eventually said yes. But the first part of that, I was rooting for Rebecca, makes me think of that Tyra Banks. Me too. We were rooting for you.
Oh, yeah.
We were all rooting for you.
You just nailed that, and I'm pretty sure that was your audition.
Thank you.
Nailed it.
I'm available.
Oh, gosh. I don't know where we go from here. The brief thing that we mentioned at the top, too, that we didn't really get into was Klaus, why he is killing all of these people and keeping and trying to keep everybody safe by taking out – keeping Elijah safe by taking out the people who could be potential threats to him, which was an interesting turn. I didn't see that one coming. Did you guys pick that up on that?
No. Be a potential threat to Elijah.
Yeah. So he was killing these people because Elijah won't know if they come to get him because he lost his memories that they're threats. So Klaus wants to preemptively kill them all. And there's a lot of them.
Elijah, he obviously knows he's a vampire, right? He must think that's weird.
Well, he's got...
It's kind of weird that all I want is blood and not a burger right now.
That is literally what I'm saying. Like, what does he think his life is?
I don't know. Like, wake up, just sip out of a blood bag, play the piano.
If it wasn't the last season, I would love one episode of just like a day in the life of to see what Elijah like wakes up and is like, huh, kind of craving blood today. Not going to tell anyone that.
He remembers that he's a vampire, guys. He just doesn't remember his family.
Yeah, but he doesn't remember how he got to be a vampire?
Well, because... I don't know if he remembers that part, but, what Marcel told him when he compelled him was, forget always and forever. the pact that he made with his brothers and sisters. Yeah. Like, that was the main focus of it, because that was what was keeping him loyal.
Just don't know if you can, like, segment it out like that.
Like, how did I get this way? Everyone else eats.
I truly don't know. Before we move on to our predictions for next week, do you guys have any other thoughts on the episode? T, you're making that face like...
I was thinking if it was a prediction or something that I should talk about now, and I think it's leaning more towards prediction.
I think it should be our segue in. So, Marissa, when you want to hit us with that prediction so T can give us whatever her segue is.
It's not even good.
You guys who are listening on iTunes right now, please switch over to YouTube just to watch Tiana's face when we said that. It was like the most malicious. Like, you were going to, I don't know, put blood in our cereal in the morning face. That was amazing. Go ahead.
I still could. I'm a witch.
Yeah. So true.
I mean, I'm still trying to flush it out, so it's not even that great of a prediction. But one of the main things that I'm just thinking is that with Rebecca turning down Marcel, he turns back.
Stop saying it. It hurts my heart every time.
Yes. He turns back into an enemy of the family.
Yes.
Because when you've wronged him, he spirals in the complete opposite direction. So
wait, but how did he wrong her?
No, she wronged him.
Right, but so how's he going to become an enemy?
Because now he's going to be pissed off at the whole family because she turned him down.
Okay, well, he is that petty. But yeah. They're an enemy. He's not an enemy.
Yeah, but okay. He also could...
Do something stupid now.
So I'm just more in the mindset of like, okay, now we have pissed off Marcel again, heading back to New Orleans. This is not good. Rebecca, sometimes you got to suck it up for the team and just say yes to a proposal.
Especially when it's somebody you've been in love with for
centuries. For forever. Yeah. That, you know, yeah. It's okay. Like, it's okay. He was going to do it at the city hall. Your family didn't have to be there. Watch the video. There's really high quality wedding videos being made nowadays.
So true.
It's so true. It's okay.
You could watch that on your TV.
All of them could have been Skyped in. It would have been fine. You could have had like a robot of Klaus's face walk you down the aisle.
Elijah would have been like, why am I here with these people? What's happening?
Like, hello. But
I just want them to all realize that, yes, they are fighting, and you can still be fighting to get your family back together, and this goes for Freya too. You can fight to get your family back together, but also move on with your life.
True.
And be happy. It doesn't mean that you're loving your family less or that you're not giving as much. You're still working on finding the solution.
You have to move forward. Yeah. You don't have to move on, you got to move forward.
You have to move forward.
And I'm saying that to everybody out there. This is your therapy session of the day. Move forward in life. Don't move backwards or stand still. Mm-hmm. Sam, what do you think prediction-wise?
So obviously Haley is not well. Yeah, and I think,
nope,
you know,
not well.
Yeah, not that. Well, that looked very painful
when she hits the ground.
Yeah.
What do you? Any thoughts on what's happening there?
I don't know if it has to do with them getting closer together, and if that is, you know, a result of it.
Is there any way it could be because there's a third hybrid and that's throwing off the balance of the universe, and she's feeling that as another hybrid, or that it could be unrelated to the Michelsons? Or do we think it's definitely related to the Michelsons?
I think it's related to the Michelsons and them coming, you know, closer together. Klaus is planning to come back to help find her. Mm-hmm. So I think that more people maybe are going to start to get hurt or drop because everyone's coming back together, and they're just going to keep on creeping on Elijah, and he might start to think, whoa, who are you people? Why are you stalking me? Do I need a restraining order?
I think that Marcel and Rebecca, by the series finale, are going to be married. I think this is the start of a long road for them, and we are going to see that. I'm expecting more Claroline, drink. Don't have to chug yet. I'm expecting more Colvina. Chug. Did them back to back on purpose, you feel? And I also think we're going to get a lot of mix up from Hope. She's the wild card. Whoever would have thunk that she would be the wild card now, but she is. And we just don't know which way she goes. And I'm excited to see that. So that would be our predictions. T, any fun thoughts or shout-outs from the chat?
Shout-outs
predictions
from the,
there?
From the chat. Marvin Richardson, back to what do we call the dinner people, suggested that we call them naturals and then supernaturals.
That oh,
makes I'm so natural.
Xavier Jones Jr. said, Elijah's in the sunken place. He must have watched Get Out.
Oh, yeah. Not a good place to be.
Yeah. Also, a bunch of people in the chat are shouting out that episode 3 is Elijah-centric. So you will get a day in the life. Your amnesia, like Elijah episode.
Legit picture it opening up like, every day it's getting closer. Like, I don't know, in the 60s or something. Just yeah. Like bopping along.
Yeah, and there was also, and I can't find the comment here, so I apologize, but when we were talking about Roman, who is Hope's boy, that, mm-hmm. you know, they said that, who is he? Where does he come from? Is he hiding something? Because right now he's just the pretty popular boy.
Oh, he can't just be a nice guy? Crap.
But he's at the school for a reason.
You're right.
So it's like, what's going on there? And then last shout out again for Billie Jean Girl 24. If Rebecca thinks Marcel is going to wait for her, she's sadly mistaken.
She is so true, Billie Jean. Rebecca's not his lover. Get it? You get it?
Yes.
She's just a girl who claimed that. He was the one. Make me stop. Make me stop.
Stop. Everyone, if you're too young, that's a Michael Jackson reference there.
So if you guys want to do us a favor, I'd love for you to tell everybody about how horrible my jokes are on iTunes. Go there. Rate, comment, subscribe. We read everything you guys have to say. We love interacting with you. Also, always, you can go to our YouTube at AfterBuzz TV, and you can talk to us live during the show. Thursdays, 2 p.m. Our chat mistress would really love that. That way she doesn't have to talk to us even at all.
I would love to not have to talk to Roxy and Sam.
Oh, that's not even true. She loves us. She loves us. And, of course, AfterBuzzTV.com or tweet at AfterBuzzTV. You guys can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer.
And you guys can find me, Sam Davidson, at SamD43, Twitter and Instagram, and SamDavidsonEntertainment.com.
Ooh, she's fancy. You can find me at the Tiana Hobson on Twitter and Instagram.
And shout out to our amazing engineer in the booth, Marissa Serafini, who is now going to be watching the show with fresh eyes. We said it on air, so it means that it means is fact.
Happening.
We'll see you guys next week. Same time, same place.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
That is factual.
That she
hit the ground.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.